Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves is on the line with us this morning. D.C., welcome back to the show, sir.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. I'm doing really well. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to get to, but we've got to start with the big news, which is the city of Pensacola is in the midst of what you guys are calling a network security incident. And I know you've been very cautious about what specific things you might say about this, but let's maybe start with this. Is this a ransomware attack? Is this a malfunction within the systems? Did you guys break something? Did somebody else break it? Is it malware? I mean, and what's happening? Because I feel like I don't know.
So we're calling it a network security incident because that really covers everything that it could be. And understand, because this is something cybersecurity related, sometimes we don't associate this the same way that we would an investigation by PPD, for example. And as I mentioned yesterday, FDLE is now involved in this for, state regulation. Certainly grateful to have them on board to help us through this, because there's really two things to figure out. Is one is who are the threat actors? And then number two is just the general getting back to 100% in terms of operations. So we have two things going at once. And so in no way is it us trying to be evasive, but it's an open active investigation. And so it's certainly not my place, nor do I have the most knowledge about exactly what's happening as it pertains to the investigation itself. So it's not by choice. It's just by the same way a police department, sheriff's department, in an active investigation is not getting into a whole lot of detail. That's kind of the position that we're taking.
Okay, so from what you're saying, it was something done. It was a criminal act. I mean, somebody did something to the city. You guys are trying to investigate what that is and then deal with that as you're also recovering all of the implications of what was actually done. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
Okay, all right.
Details of what, who, the five W's.
Right.
We either don't know or can't get into, but. And look, the number one question is, I'm a citizen of the city, just like the other 55,000. The number one question everybody wants to know is, what's with going on with my information?
Sure.
The truth be told, it's too early to say one way or the other. Obviously, I think common sense would tell you that if I was sitting here right now and we knew for a fact that had taken place, there's a protocol for that. That's what I can tell you. So,
okay.
But it's too early to say. And even once systems are back up and we have cleared, everything at the city, there's still going to be investigation going on, more than likely, from a threat actor side. And there's going to be some investigation going on to make sure we are confirmed one way or the other on whether there's been, data that's been taken by these threat actors.
And obviously we had this happen a few years ago under Mayor Robinson, just after the NAS Pensacola attack, not connected except in time. And sometimes what we know is that a municipality might come to, international attention through the news, and then people decide to attack because that's just how these things work. But I assume that we're in a much better place than we were then because we've gone through it. And I assume that because of what happened before, you guys are taking precautions and doing training to be as defensible as possible in the wake of in the face of future possible attacks.
Absolutely. I would say we are in a much, much better starting position in 2024 than we were, from what I was told, with many of the same folks still in the building from 2019. And so very grateful for that, our IT department. And remember, we have an incident commander for these types of things, which is Chief Craner of the fire department. The same way if we had a hurricane, the same way if we had something else, we have a protocol. We have a COOP plan, emergency plan in place for these exact efforts. And within the IT department, we have protocols and these are things that we train on. These are things that so I'm very grateful that we have that infrastructure in place and that we continue to follow that. And, as things become functional again in the coming hours and days, again, I'm getting two operational briefings every day. I got one at 9:30, another at 4 today to continue to know what we can get out to the citizens. And the latest was yesterday afternoon, just in case you didn't see it, Pensacola Energy and sanitation customers, we are aware that that the online pay system is down, you will not be getting a late fee or you will not be getting dinged because our system is down. Obviously, we are very cognizant of that. We appreciate everybody's patience with it, but we're going to be customer first in that sense and certainly not make I don't want there to be any anxiety out there that because you can't pay your bill today, that your gas is going to be cut off or that you're going to get a late fee that you wouldn't deserve. So we're on top of that.
And I will say this on your behalf, because I know it's true just from knowing you, that if somehow or other, because of this, you get assigned some kind of a late fee or a penalty for any of your various accounts you might do business with the city on, you know, you guys are willing to fix that afterwards because you're well aware that that's not the customer's fault. Can I just get an amen on
Absolutely.
That? Yeah. Okay. No
doubt about it.
Yeah. I know that's the case. That's why I wanted to give you a chance to say it. We're going to come back to this because I know people still have lots of questions. I'm going to try to ask as many as I can. We're talking to DC Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola.
Sure.
Particular questions, because I think one of the anxiety frustrations sure. people have is that they, you know, they're not sure what is happening. So here's some of my questions. Pensacola Airport has or has not been affected?
100% has not been affected. And let me give you an additional detail on that. We had the two largest passenger throughput days this past weekend in the history of the airport.
Oh, wow.
So it is. So that's a concrete, tangible example that operations are as normal at the airport.
Okay. The Port of Pensacola has or has not been affected?
Has not been affected.
Okay. Pensacola Energy, you already said the bill pay has been affected. Any other part of Pensacola Energy that has or has not been affected that you can say?
There's none, and I want to start. No impacts to any enterprise, energy, port, airport, and no impacts to 911. The only deviation we've had is some of our non-emergency phone numbers had been moved. I believe those have already been moved back. But there's a list, and I know the media has been great about sharing. But we just have had some alternate phone numbers for some of our offices, departments, and things
okay.
like that. But any mission critical, any emergency-based functions, we have not lost any functionality whatsoever or at any
So PPD, same thing. It either has not affected
correct.
Them or does not affect anything substantial.
That's correct.
Okay. Should people still pay their bills to the city in whatever form, if they can? How do you want that handled?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, there's still the ability to put it in the mail, to drop it off at the City Hall facility.
Paper?
And look, I have as much sympathy for that as anyone. As I always say, I'm a millennial. I don't carry checks. But so I totally understand that. But just rest assured, if you are used to paying by bill pay, or something like that, we are going to make it right for the customer, for the citizen, in terms of do not have any anxiety, like we said, over late fees or anything like that. And if you notice one 3 months from now, that was during that time, certainly we will, again, make sure that we take care of that.
What about, like, permitting and construction and things that, you know, a delay of a couple of days could be pretty significant for their operations? Is there an effect there?
Yeah, so obviously some of the software that that is being used to be able to issue permits and all that, some of that I don't want to get into every detail, not because it's secret, because I'll get it wrong, but there's some limitations in the permitting office. That being said, the permitting office is open, you know, for questions, for things like that. Everyone is here on site, so. So yes, they'll be able to better explain to you if you're building a house or something like that, what those limitations are. But what I'll tell you is I met with every department director on Monday, and we have asked them to look into, if you are a citizen or a customer interacting with your department, how could these delays impact you? And to be, we are going to play offense and be, proactive about making sure if there was a deadline for Friday that is going to be missed because of this. We're giving everybody more than the benefit of the doubt, of course, but based on this issue happening. And one other thing, Andrew, to mention is jobs has come up as a question. Our jobs board and job application process is cloud-based. That has not been affected. So
okay.
In terms of if there's a Friday deadline on a job this Friday, you could apply for it now. You could apply for it yesterday. So from a jobs board, city jobs perspective, everything's all clear there.
Okay, so potholes are being filled, bad guys are being arrested, trash is being picked up, planes are flying, boats are boating, and you know, as soon as everything else can be restored, it will be. And if anybody has had their information violated, there's a whole protocol for handling that, and law enforcement is doing the investigation, and we will know more when we know more. Did I give the best 18-second summary I can give?
That's very concise, and I just do want to reiterate, you know, if people ask, you know, why don't we have more information, understand my primary goal is to get the city back up and running and to let the legal authorities do their job. That's my number one goal. As much as I wanted everyone else to know all the details and all that, and there are a lot of details I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, those are our two primary functions right now. And so certainly as we can share more information, we will absolutely be doing that.
Well, look, I've always said, and I will say again, in this circumstance, you know, if there's an incident going on and I call the sheriff and he doesn't answer, I figure he's doing law enforcement stuff. That comes first. Talking to me comes second. If I don't have details from the mayor, I assume it's because you're doing important city stuff and, you know, telling me comes second. That never bothers me. So I don't worry about that at all. Well, I always like to finish. We got so many other stuff we could get to. We'll just wait for next week. No worries. This is the big thing that people are concerned about. And I think I've asked you all the questions that anybody has asked me. Quickly, the lightning round, just for a little bit of fun, because we need it today. If there were one more season of a TV show that you could have made because they canceled it too quickly, what's your one more season of a TV show you want?
Not because it canceled too quickly. I think it closed out, but just because I would say Breaking Bad is probably my favorite show, but not because they needed another season.
Right, exactly. What is the highest level of math that you actually use in your adult life?
Oh, you'll get me on a soapbox about this. If it's only rationalizing poor grades in algebra, you know? You know, I would say probably somewhere in the 6th, 7th grade area, I'm sure. I'm right. Sorry, teachers. Sorry.
Well, no, it's accurate. I mean, all the kids who said, I'll never need to know this, you're one of those kids who never did need to know it. So I appreciate that. And last one, this is actually today's topic. On your phone for apps like social media apps, for example, notifications audible on the screen only or none at all?
Very few on the screen. I haven't had my ringer on my phone in years. It's all been vibrate for anything.
Safer.
So, yep. Very, very few notifications on my phone because if not, I would never get anything done.
It would be all notifications all the time. I understand that. Mayor D.C. Reeves, exactly. City of Pensacola, sir, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for the information. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.